Brian Sutton on the six-string acoustic flat top box. I hope that was fast enough for everybody. Is there anybody, any complaints? It maybe didn't take long enough because it was over so fast when he started. That's fast, folks. Okay, let's switch gears. Okay, here comes this other band now. We're so exhausted from playing all those notes. We're gonna go lie down in the back and try to count all the signatures on the walls, of which there's about 5,000 just for starters. And we're gonna get this other band to come out and play, and I know some of you have been eagerly awaiting them, the knuckleheads out here in the audience, is that right? Some people probably have never seen the Trailblazers before. That happens. Anybody? Anybody like that? A few people? Well, I have to give the backstory for those people so they will understand as much as possible, which isn't too much. And if you've already heard this, just say it along with me and we'll get through it and we'll bring on the band. So this is a group that plays a style of music. It's not bluegrass. It's called Western music. And we discovered this band ourselves in a little border town up in the Northwest called Wyoming. That's right. That's exactly right. And we were driving through that town in our big, shiny, bus. We had a bus by then. And so we stopped in a little place on the side of the road called the Now we're really rolling here, folks. And in the E-Cafe, there was a counter and chairs and a jukebox with these older fellas clustered around there trying to figure out what the heck was on the jukebox. And there was back then there was nobody named Tyler in country music. There was no Sean's or Ian's. It was all Hank. Everybody was Hank. And that would include Hank Snow, Hank Cochran, Hank Laughlin, and this other guy, what's his name? The father of Hank Williams Jr., what's his name? Hank Williams. And they had a good style of music back then, and it sort of went down the tubes, I guess, when Buck Owens came along. And is he too modern for you, Buck Owens? I know you don't do anything by him. Is that too modern?
That's the first time you ever asked me a question, Mr. Banjo.
Okay, here's another question. Where'd you get that outfit? Did you have it made special for you? Oh, here's another one of the members of the band. All right, well, I guess they're all out here, so I better introduce them. Please welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana. Let's hear a big hand for Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mighty fine. Mighty fine and a great big howdy. Teaching every one of you out there. I'm Red Knuckles, and they're the Trailblazers. Here for your listening, dancing pleasure. We're going to be here for the next seven and a half to 12 or 14 minutes, depending on how long it takes Hot Rise to relax. You know how it is when you sing so high and play so fast, or maybe it's they're playing so high and singing so fast. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, we're happy to be here to perform for you and play our style of music because we think it's important.
Aren't these pretty up there on the ceiling? Look at them really lights pretty. Up there.
That's
are
the
nice.
Crystal chandeliers. All right, we're going to play Western style like we learned on the jukebox at the Eat Cafe. Here comes Waldo. Been late to every show, but he's always worth waiting for. We're gonna do. Oh,
hi, Red. I was really. I'm sorry. I'm late.